As I listen to today's reading, I cannot help wondering if there are any prophets here among us today. Now, I'm sure many of you, when you hear the term prophet, might think of one who predicts or claims to predict the future, such as the oft-touted 16th century astrologist Nostradamus. But in the scriptural sense, this is not at all what is meant by the term prophet. No, a prophet is one who is called by God to convey a message to God's people. It might be a message of hope preaching God's kingdom and the promise of salvation, or a message proclaiming the promise of a new covenant, offering hope in a Messiah. The Lord tells Ezekiel, "I am sending you to the Israelites who have rebelled against me." So the message might also be one of admonition, focusing on infidelity or false worship, or a misplaced reliance on worldly things, or perhaps the exploitation of the poor. So the prophet might preach repentance. Finally, the message might be more subtle, revealed by the way the prophet conducts his or her own life as a living demonstration of faith, hope, and love. But whether by word or deeds, God's message is delivered by his Old Testament prophets, like Ezekiel, sometimes criticizing, sometimes energizing the people. In either case, the prophets were sent to the people to help them realign themselves with God. As Christians, we get to look at the messages of the Old Testament prophets with 20/20 hindsight, so we can see God's promise made clear only in Jesus Christ. We believe Jesus' life, ministry, and Paschal mystery are not only prophetic, but they are also the fulfillment of all those Old Testament prophecies, the absolute fullness of God's revelation. This is why he is called the Christ, the Anointed One of God, anointed by the Holy Spirit, priest, prophet, and king. He not only speaks and teaches God's word, he is that word. Now, no prophet ever mentioned in the Bible had it easy. The prophet's message was hardly ever well received. The Lord warns Ezekiel of this in advance. Obstinate of heart are they to whom I am sending you. Even Jesus was not immune to this. The direct rejection of Jesus in his hometown, like the prophets of old, demonstrates once more the prophet's message will never be popular. Paul, too, speaks of insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints, just like every prophet before him. Yet the Lord reassures Paul, "My grace is sufficient for you." The prophet has the courage of authority because he pronounces not his own words, but God's words. No, the prophetic life will never be easy. It was not easy for those prophets who endured persecution in the early church, or for those prophets we celebrate today, founding a nation with a firm reliance of divine providence. It was not easy for young Carol Wattia as he helped Jewish refugees escape from the Nazis long before becoming priest or pope. Or for Dr. Martin Luther King, murdered for preaching justice and equality. And if we are true to our own prophetic call, we can expect that we too will experience ridicule and rejection. But prophets are so needed in our world today, and it's still not easy. We are called to be prophets, to live as God wants us to live. We are called to be faithful to our baptismal vocation, just as Jesus was faithful. always expecting love, never expecting popular acceptance. For some, like St. Oscar Romero, a prophetic call leads to martyrdom. For some, prophecy might mean social activism on behalf of those who cannot speak for themselves. But for most of us, the call to be a prophet means leading lives of faith, hope, and love, simply witnessing in our everyday lives God's love. So once more I ask, are there any prophets here among us today? I certainly hope so.